Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about transparency and being 100% authentic to who you are, what you're about, and what your intentions are. This has been something that's been on my mind for a while, and I have talked about it previously, because I think that we are seeing more and more spiritual attacks, you know, things that you wouldn't necessarily expect to come across are being put into our face every day. You know, you can do a search on Amazon for an item and you'll find that there are products there that are totally That kind of pertain to things that you would not, as a Christian, want to be affiliated with. And the first time it happened, I was shocking, and you know, I haven't seen it again. But I'm also very specific now in what words I put in when I'm looking for a book to listen to, or looking for a gift for someone. But what is happening is that people who are not being clear and not being clean with what they're attempting to put into other people's vision or earshot or atmosphere are not specifically stating what it is that they're selling, what they're trying to get you to try, or what actually, you know, they're doing. And I'm finding this more and more. And as a consumer and a Christian and a child of God, I find it to be offensive. Yesterday, I wanted to use a piece of paper that I saw and put something on it. And as I started looking at it, you know, the words were kind of muted and I couldn't see it. But I was like, well, let's just be real careful, because I'm always, you know, careful about different signs and things that I think could be misinterpreted or misconstrued to be something other than what my intention is. And I always take it personal that I'm not to cause anyone to stumble in their faith. So I'm very specific in what I do so that I don't hinder someone else's journey with God. Well, this particular picture that I saw yesterday actually had some references on it that looked like it might have been zodiac related or some other kind of a whimsical thing. And so although I loved the purple roses and the other stuff that was on it, I put it aside, deleted it off my inbox, and figured that's just not for me. You know, I want to make sure that what I'm suggesting to people, what I'm sharing with people, and, you know, that my heart is clean, and that my heart is, you know, that I can stand before God with what I choose to do. And so, you know, people have different preferences and different levels of their comfort, and that's for them. You know, that's between them and God. Well, today I was reading a book, and, you know, I'm a voracious reader. And so I'm always, you know, looking for good books that I can also share with my sister and with my aunt. I think both of those, the two of them are in book clubs. I am not in one. But I occasionally send them reviews or send them books that I think would be really great. Well, last week I had found a book that I thought was supposed to cover one topic, and, you know, it had great reviews. And so I, you know, sent this book to my aunties, and I'm kind of embarrassed now because I've gotten 4 hours into this book. I'm listening to it through my blind reading app, and it's now giving me scenes from a same-sex relationship. Now, I don't have an issue with whatever any author tries to publish or wants to write. That's not my concern. My issue is that I think that when you are building a relationship with a reader, you need to be clear and forthright with what's in your book, right? So when I write, I know that I'm writing specifically for people who fit a certain genre, people who are trying to build their relationship with God, people who are encouraging one another, and people who like to be encouraged. So I write inspirational poetry, prayers, essays, and sentiments of faith, right? Because that's who I am. That's what I enjoy. And that's what I believe God has blessed me to be able to do. So as a reader, I trust that when I pick up a book, whatever is going to be covered in that book is listed there, either in on the back page or it's, you know, somewhere identified so that I'm not getting into this. Well, this book didn't identify it, and it offends me. It deeply offends me because, like I said, not only did I spend my time, you know, reading, getting into 4 hours of this book, which the first 4 hours were just wonderful. But I get hit with this, you know, I don't particularly want to hear about anybody else's sex scenes. So I'm not reading sex scenes from anyone. I'm not reading, sex scenes from a heterosexual group. I'm not reading sex scenes from a homosexual group. I don't want that in my reading peripheral, right? That's just me. Now, whatever someone chooses to do is their business, but you don't put that off on your reader and you don't put that off on unsuspecting readers, right? Because like I said, I've sent this to my 70-year-old auntie and now I'm sitting here going, man, I'm a little embarrassed. So I'm going to need to call my aunt, my sister, and whoever else I sent that information to and just say, hey, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I was not aware. I don't know what your reading preference is, but I would not have personally have recommended this to you. Do you see my point? See, that to me is not fair. It's just not fair. There was something else I was doing, I want to say earlier today. Oh, with the podcast. So I noticed that with my podcast, sometimes when you look for it, they have it kind of with some of the mystic stuff. And I'm not sure why that's there because I don't do anything with mystic stuff. I don't pretend to know it or understand it. But it's like people are getting these little bitty inferences in their vision and they're not necessarily understanding what they're walking into. And so, you know, to me, I think that you have to be fair, but it's interesting. You know, I'm in my mid-50s now, and I've never seen this much brought into my periphery, right? I've never had as much things go past me or, you know, on headlines or books or games. I mean, you can actually go online, search for a certain game, and then the next thing you know, they're sending you something that has something to do with, you know, some dark stuff, right? And so I tend not to give the devil any time. He can't have any of my time at all. You know, as close as he's going to get to me is when I get angry and I have to pray to God and ask for forgiveness. That's as close as I'm letting him get to me, right? So if I'm looking at something, I don't want something to come up in my periphery that says, come over here to do X, Y, and Z, which I know is against God, right? And I don't want something, you know, attached to a card that someone sends me. I don't want to be looking at this stuff and I don't want it coming near me. So my thought is maybe it's because I'm pushing real hard for God that I'm getting all this little negative stuff coming up into my periphery because I'm not interested. And so, you know, I'm going to be saying a special prayer for myself. And I'm also going to be saying a special prayer that this stuff stay away from me because I have no desire for this to be in my life. I don't want to pick up a book and have this be in my face. I don't want anyone giving me a tarot reading. I don't want anyone telling me about whatever tarot reading they had. I don't want any part of that. You know, I don't know how to be more specific than I have been to say it before. And I need the people to realize that this is not something I am interested in, right? I guess you can tell I'm a little heated right about now. Just really unhappy that I walked into this and didn't know it. You know, the author is a brilliant writer, and I'm not taking that from her. But I think, like I said, you know, there's just certain things you don't sneak into a book that someone is reading. You just don't do it. So I'm going to leave it where it is. You know what? I'm just going to pray. And I'm going to pray with you, and hopefully it might help you too. Dear Heavenly Father, I know you know what is in my heart right now. I know you understand the feelings that I have and why I'm so strong against things that I believe can block my spirit with you. Father, I try never to ever tell anyone what to do with their life because I know that is not my job. I know that you take care of everything that I cannot take care of. And I know that you use me for your will to do what I need to do in order to help your word be known. If I have in any way, you know, invited this negativity into my life, my world, Father, please remove it and know that it was not done intentional. I need you to please look out for my family, my friends, and for my listeners, because I believe they too want to err on the side of caution and keep their hearts, their minds, and their body tuned into your grace, your love, your Holy Spirit, and your name. Father, please wash all the bad away from us. Please remove it from our periphery. Please remove it from our ears. Block them so they cannot hear it. Please remove it from our eyes. Father, push it away. Father, please continue to help us, to soothe us, to strengthen us, and to guide us, Father. Help us so that we can be more like you. Help us learn how to walk more in tune with your will, your wishes, and your way. Block the enemy. Do not let him anywhere near us, Father. I just pray and I ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a peaceful evening of sleep and rest. Please keep your space clear. Don't straddle the line. Don't think something sounds interesting and so you want to go with it. Pray to God. Ask him to direct you. And pick a side. Stand firm in that side and stand up for what you believe in. Until we speak again, goodbye.